So you probably know if you receive Social Security, more money is coming your way because of that 8.7% cost of living adjustment, the biggest increase in four decades. It's a rare bit of good news, but it's directly tied to something that's not, which is the rising inflation. So what does that mean? Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And remind us first quickly, what exactly is a cost of living adjustment? This is COLA. How is it calculated, by whom, and how often?
So annually, the Social Security Administration looks to the Consumer Price Index and uses that data in order to determine whether or not they will be increasing Social Security benefits. And of course, the Social Security system, and many people think of it as a retirement benefit, and there's about 52 million retirees who do receive those benefits, but there are survivor's benefits, there's Social Security disability income. All these folks, these some 70 million people, are going to see their benefits increase next year, so because inflation is running so hot. And that's the largest jump in about 40 years.
And give us a sampling here, because people who haven't approached this yet may not be aware that the payouts could be $1,500 a month, $3,500 a month. Again, it depends on what you put in. But, I mean, I'm doing the math here. That could be substantial.
Don't hurt yourself doing that math, okay? So let me do it for you. So the administration itself told us that the average Social Security beneficiary will see an extra $140 a month. So that's about a $1,600 a month is what the average beneficiary receives. But as you said, the more you make. So if you make $2,000 out of a Social Security check, it's about $175, a little bit less. This is really important also, and that is, often when I have reported about cost of living adjustments in Social Security, it's like the adjustment sounds great, and then you have to eat into that adjustment by paying higher costs for your Medicare payment. And most seniors have their Medicare deducted directly from their Social Security check. Not next year. In fact, premiums for Medicare Part B are actually going down next year. So not only will most of these beneficiaries get a nice bump up, that 8.7%, they won't have to spend that increase on higher Medicare costs.
Well, but they might have to continue to spend it on higher costs, period. Because of rising inflation.
Yeah. I know. There is that. That's the drag of it all. But if you're to believe the Federal Reserve and you look at their actions and you see these rising interest rates continue, I think it is fair to assume that inflation will be coming down over the next 12 months.
Right. And just real quick, what about Social Security itself? Again, workers and their employers pay about 6% each in payroll taxes to fund it. It goes in a trust fund, but everybody talks about it running out. Where do you weigh in on that?
There is no it running out. Let's just a quick down and dirty that you're right. Current workers pay for the Social Security system. And right now, there's enough workers paying into the system to afford all the benefits that are promised. By around 2034, the number of people paying into the system will not be sufficient to pay out the promised benefits. The promised benefits will only be paid out at about a 75% rate. There are very easy ways to actually fix Social Security. I promise you, it's an arithmetic problem. It's not a calculus problem. So there are fixes.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Pleasure.